Welcome to Jay Sekulow Weekend, your source for the latest news, information, and insight for the legal, cultural, and political issues that matter most. Now, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls from around the country at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Keeping the airwaves free is what we're going to be talking about today. And by the way, for those of you that were following up on last week's drive with the United Nations and this whole issue of the Islamic Conference, we had a huge response to that. We're almost at 100,000 signatures on that petition. We're going to be back to that in August because it looks like in early August we're going to be probably August 15th or so, we'll be talking more about it because it could be a hearing as early as the first week of September. So we will keep everybody posted. We'll be getting back to that in August. But right now, the question of the day is keeping the airwaves free. For instance, in California last week, the Supreme Court there rejected an attempt to remove the marriage amendment from the ballot. Remember, there was a challenge to the ballot amendment. That has been denied, so the vote will take place in California on the institution of marriage. We talked about last week on the broadcast this whole Islamic organization and the Conference of the Islamic Organization. Well, what does that mean when it comes to fairness doctrine? What does that mean when it comes to broadcasts that are balanced and putting the opposing view on? And it looks like there is one definite week, this week, that Congress definitely will be in session, but it could be next week they're gone. And, Jordan, we've got to take some pretty quick action here. We're going to get the guys in D.C. involved in the conversation in just a moment as well.
Well, it's a major action because we know and we've had meetings with folks who understand what the disposition could look like on Capitol Hill very soon after this election. So we have got to keep the pressure up on the fairness doctrine because if we talked about in the program, the Supreme Court, the last time the fairness doctrine was challenged, said it was constitutional. That would be the precedent, Dad, which means it would be a legal fight if passed through. And it is so dangerous, it would affect all of Christian radio, everything from counseling shows, even to teaching shows, because it's anything that's deemed, quote, controversial. And about everything we talk about on here, whether it's how to deal with family members, how to deal with a pregnancy situation, all of those kind of things would be deemed controversial.
Yeah, especially when you start talking about things like the Organization of the Islamic Conference, the attempt to criminalize Christianity in the international sphere, the discussions we've had about the institution of marriage, the California decision last week, the partial birth abortion case. What do you think about this idea of broadcast freedom? What do you think about returning the fairness doctrine? What do you think that's going to mean? How would you react if they say no more Christian radio, too controversial? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. Let me get Drew Ryan and Than Bennett in the conversation. They're in our D.C. studios. We've got three studios connected today. Drew, first, what's the status here? How do things look as far as Congress's action on this? We're at, what's the number, 197?
Right, we're at 197 signatures on the petition, the discharge petition, to get a vote, up or down vote, on the House floor for the Broadcaster Freedom Act. Now, we have added seven names since we really started this push. That is actually some great success. Now, what we're trying to do, Jay, is we want to get over 200 signatures, member signatures, on that discharge petition, because then what's going to happen is Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is going to wonder, will they get to 218, and should I go ahead and just bring this to the floor on my own? Because what happens when you have a discharge petition, Jay, is those who control the discharge petition, that would be Mike Pence in this case, basically takes over control of the House floor, something that Nancy Pelosi does not want to see happen. So we're making this last push to get from 197, if only to 201, at least that's going to push Nancy Pelosi's hand and force her to bring the Broadcast Freedom Act to the floor.
You know, we did broadcast this weekend on television with Mike Pence. By the way, it'll be airing on a lot of networks this week. TBN on Tuesday night at midnight West Coast time. Will be 9 o'clock on the West Coast Tuesday night. Also on FamilyNet, NRB Network. So we encourage you to do that, INSP as well, and iLife. So some positive developments here. We come back, Than Bennett's going to give us an update as well. But, folks, we've got to hear from you. We've got 1 week, basically, to do this. If you want to make sure these programs stay on the air, if you want broadcast freedom, you go to your phones right now and sign this petition. Join with over 110,000 people who have. We're seven votes, really three votes from getting over the first hurdle here. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Freedom.
It's a battle over free speech, and it's one we can't lose. On Capitol Hill, efforts are underway to reinstate the troubling Fairness Doctrine, an unconstitutional restriction on free speech. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has once again said she wants to see the Fairness Doctrine return. She's also stated that she's opposed to efforts in the House to vote on the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a measure that would permanently prohibit the return of the Fairness Doctrine. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and urge members of the House to sign on to a discharge petition, a move that would bring the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the House floor for an up or down vote. Representative Mike Pence of Indiana is spearheading that effort.
Help us send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Sign on today to ACLJ's discharge petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at ACLJ.org. Sarah Sloan, a journalism student at an Arizona college, needed help. She received a failing grade on a writing project. The reason? Her Christian faith played too great a role in her writing.
I was completely shocked. I couldn't imagine that would happen, especially for a school setting.
Sarah turned to the American Center for Law and Justice and contacted the ACLJ online at ACLJ.org. ACLJ attorneys got to work fast, and they got results.
I received a call right back almost immediately from Eric Zimmerman, and he helped me right away.
The college reversed its discriminatory decision, and Sarah received the certificate she was earlier denied.
And it was very exciting because I know that without the ACLJ, I wouldn't have received my certificate. It really helped a lot.
Log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org. A great place to get valuable resource information and the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. Online at ACLJ.org. A website that makes a difference.
This is my right. A right.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. There's a lot of discussion going on in Washington on this whole Fairness Doctrine issue, including recent comments by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. We'll get to that in a moment. But I wanted to say there's also some information going out that's just incorrect. And I think you have to point out, and we're going to continue to point out, the reality of what we're talking about. We mentioned on this broadcast the Islamic conference last week. Guarantee you that would be deemed controversial speech. We've talked about the partial birth abortion ban and fighting to make sure the Freedom of Choice Act doesn't come into play after we won at the Supreme Court of the United States. Controversial speech. Your pastor's message that may be broadcast on radio where he talks about Jesus as the basis of salvation. Controversial speech. So all of these will be subject to the Fairness Doctrine. And remember, the case involving the Fairness Doctrine was applied against a Christian radio station. So the ramifications of it really are, quite serious. Here's the phone number. We need everybody that's listening to add their name to this petition. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. This is to make sure the Broadcast Freedom Act gets a vote. We're three votes away from getting to the 200 number. We have to get to 218. But once we get over 200, as Drew said, it really does make a big difference. Now, also, tomorrow's broadcast, stay tuned because our guest, Congressman Mike Pence, you're going to want to hear that. And, of course, I said on TV on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you'll be seeing special programming as well on this issue. Let's go to a call, then I'll get Than Bennett into it. Who do we have, Jordan?
James is calling from Ohio on line 5. James, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing? I had a question. Is this going to affect the secular radio in the same way that it's going to affect the Christian radio stations?
Probably not as much because, frankly, the Christian radio stations are the one that are going to be the target. I mean, technically under the law they would both be, but the fact of the matter is you didn't have a Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or a Janet Parshall or a Jay Sekulow doing radio and TV until that Fairness Doctrine was removed. It was too controversial. But the case involving the Fairness Doctrine was actually a Christian radio station. So they're going to be at the forefront of this. Now, interestingly, politically right now, there's a lot of what I'll call subterfuge going on right now. Than, tell us a little bit about what you picked up first on Nancy Pelosi's comments and secondly, some of these letters going out by some of the members.
Yeah, sure thing, Jay. You know, a lot of times we have to try to gauge the mood or the momentum on an issue here on Capitol Hill. We really don't have to do that on this one because we already know where the members stand. Last year, 309 members voted with us against the Fairness Doctrine. This time, what we have to do is gauge the mood on whether or not they're going to follow their conscience or whether or not they're going to follow Nancy Pelosi, who, as our listeners know, is blocking the bill. This last week, Speaker Pelosi again came out and said she supports the Fairness Doctrine, and she said that she thinks the Fairness Doctrine will help combat, and I'm quoting here, right-wing hate radio. So that's why she thinks we need the Fairness Doctrine back. Jay, there are two Democrats, John Yarmuth of Kentucky and Jason Altmaier of Pennsylvania, who actually are co-sponsors of the Broadcaster Freedom Act, and yet they refuse to bring to sign the discharge petition to bring the bill to the floor for a vote. One of our listeners actually got a letter from John Yarmuth, and in the letter it said, "Please be assured I will support efforts to move the bill through committee to the House floor for a vote." Well, that's what the discharge committee does, and guess who hasn't signed the discharge petition? John Yarmuth.
Yeah, there you go. So there is a lot of folks. That's why we're giving you the bottom line here. And Jordan, this is a reason why it is really critical that everybody respond and respond now, because as we're getting close, we're almost at 200 now. The number is 218, but the reason you want to get to 200, once you get to 200, it's as if the writing's on the wall and Nancy Pelosi has to take action. But she does not want broadcast freedom, pure and simple.
And Than talked about Democrats who weren't getting on board here, who were co-sponsors. There's also two Republicans who have not signed this discharge petition. Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia. I know we have a lot of West Virginia listeners. If she is your representative, I'd give that office a call, because it's absolutely ridiculous that they're not getting behind these efforts, and much of the time they're assuring their constituents that they're doing what they can. But this is what they can do: sign their name to this discharge petition. And Ralph Regula, I know we've got a call. James is calling in from Ohio, and he is a congressman from Ohio who has not signed this petition. We are at the point now, everyone who's listening, where we have got to contact these people directly. We've got to flood their offices with petitions. We have got to make our voice heard, because as we've talked about in the program, there may only be a week left before we're out of this session. We know the coming elections are not looking so good, especially in the House of Representatives and even in the Senate. We have got to keep this issue on the front burner and make sure those who have said they will support the right position continue to support the right position. Let's go right to the phone. Stephen is calling from New York on line two. Stephen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Stephen.
How are you doing?
Great.
I'm a born-again Christian, and I truly feel that Christian radio should be a part of everyday life.
We want it to be, too. The problem is that here's what's going to happen. If they get the Fairness Doctrine through, and this is the reality of it, what's going to be the stations, out of an abundance of caution and lawyers telling them to be careful, are going to say programs that are controversial should not air. That will be us, folks. There's no doubt about it. One of the reasons why we're hitting this issue so hard and direct, it impacts our ability to communicate with you. Stephen brings out the portion of the, you know, saying that it's important for Christian radio to be a part of someone's daily life. We think it is, too. That includes Christian teaching, talk, music, whatever it might be. But the fact of the matter is, unless we take direct action right now and get a vote on the Broadcast Freedom Act, the Fairness Doctrine could be literally around the corner. So everyone that is listening to my voice right now, you go to your phones and you add your name to the petition. Like I said, it's over 110,000 people already have. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But folks, we're talking about 1 week of Congress definitely being in. They may be in next week, but right now we just know it's going to be this week, and we want to see if we can get to 200, which would be a great way to leave during the break and then really force the issue over the next 30 days. Here's the number again, 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, who do we have next?
Alan's calling from North Carolina on line 5. Alan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Alan. Great.
Hey, I just want to make a comment. I went to the website for Brad Miller and asked him to sign the discharge petition for the Fairness Doctrine. And I finally got a response back from him saying that the bill was in committee, I believe under like the Energy Department, and it was something he couldn't act on yet.
That is absolutely fundamentally incorrect as both a matter of doctrine and as a matter of law. There is a discharge petition pending in the House right now. Than, what is the status? Give everybody the procedure, Than, of how simple it is to sign a discharge petition.
Jay, it is abundantly simple. I mean, here's the reality of where we're at procedurally. It takes 218 votes to make sure that the committee has to report the bill out. So if the committee is refusing to act, as they are doing at the instructions of Nancy Pelosi, all it takes is 218 members to sign this petition, and then the committee is completely discharged of responsibility. It goes directly to the floor for a vote.
But it literally just a signature on the petition.
A signature on the piece of paper. And you know what, Jay? I'm going to take this a step further. That these members, and we've seen a consistent pattern of this, they're lying to their constituents. All they have to do is sign the petition. They will get an up or down vote. And those that have said they've already taken care of their responsibility by voting for the one-year ban last year, well, that one-year ban expires in about 6 weeks. They have a very short period of time to act, and they need to do it now.
Let's go right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. A lot of calls coming in on this. We want you to get engaged on this issue. Brad's calling from Indiana on line 6. Brad, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I was calling in regards to my congressman, Brad Ellsworth. Earlier, a few weeks ago, I'd received a letter from him stating that, you know, he'd supported the Senate version of the bill last year, but I just got off the phone with his office, and they still really don't have any answer. They just said they'll have him get something back with me, and I'm assuming he still hasn't signed on to the petition as well.
Well, do we know the status? I don't know if we have all 197 of the signatures there, but do we know the status? Are that true?
Well, we do. In fact, Jay, Brad Ellsworth is one of those Democrats who voted for the one-year moratorium last year, refuses to put his name on the discharge petition. And let me tell you what, Jay, we actually have a little bit more information on Brad Ellsworth. He is telling some of his constituents, I don't sign discharge petitions. Well, we know, as a matter of fact, having done our homework, he has put his name on at least 10 discharge petitions during his tenure in Congress. So, again, Jay, we're seeing a pattern of these members, especially the Democrats, misleading their constituents on this issue. That's why we are bringing this issue back to the forefront. We've got a limited amount of time, and we are asking these members, who do you respond to, your constituents or to Nancy Pelosi? That's why we are forcing this issue with the remaining time we have before they go into recess.
You know, folks, I was just thinking about this as we're getting ready to go to a break here. You had a major development last week in California where the California Supreme Court held that the vote on the definition of marriage, that whole constitutional amendment, can go forward. There was a challenge by a number of the groups saying that it should not be able to go forward. Now, actually, the whole issue of marriage, which is the way it should be handled under our Constitution, is being handled by the state level, and the people of California will either vote yes or no. And that will be the end of that discussion, at least for California. So the citizens of California get to have a vote on it, and that'll make a determination as to what the status of that issue is. The point is, no matter how you view the issue, we wouldn't have been able to talk about it if there was a fairness doctrine, because it would be deemed, believe me, a controversial issue. And this is exactly the point, Jordan, that we've been saying. It will eliminate our ability to communicate, whether it's the Organization of the Islamic Conference, whatever the issue is, it's going to eliminate our ability to communicate what's going on, not only in Washington, but around the globe.
And what it really does is it doesn't affect a lot of the left-leaning newspapers that have been exposed over the past few years. People like the New York Times and other news organizations, which have put forward editorials, which are absolutely left-wing or left, or just right, left of center, isn't even fair enough to say about it. It does nothing to them. It does nothing to the regular broadcast news, which we all know has a left of center bent, and admitted left of center bit. What it does is take away the one conservative area where conservatives do well in media, and that's talk radio, whether it's Christian or secular. It would take off, these shows would be off the air. The advertising wouldn't be there. The listener support wouldn't be there.
Here's what we want you to do, folks. You go to your phones right now. It is critical that we hear from you on this. So join with about 125 or 130,000, maybe more, people that have signed this petition. Actually, almost 170,000, correcting myself. 877-989-2255 is the number. You add your name to the petition right now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
For many of us, college didn't happen when we thought it would. We got busy with jobs, family, life. But that doesn't mean a college degree is out of your reach. You don't have to put everything else on hold to go back to school. As a Regent University student, you can take all your classes online. Sessions begin every 8 weeks, so you can fit your class schedule to your life schedule. With degrees ranging from global business to religious studies, you'll get the education you've always wanted in a way that fits your life today. Regent offers both 2- and 4-year degrees. And with more than $1.9 million in scholarships and grants awarded to undergraduate students this year alone, a private college education may be closer than you think. Visit applytoregent.com or call 1-888-REGENT-U to find out more about our degree programs, scholarships, and grants.
It's a battle over free speech, and it's one we can't lose. On Capitol Hill, efforts are underway to reinstate the troubling Fairness Doctrine, an unconstitutional restriction on free speech. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has once again said she wants to see the Fairness Doctrine return. She's also stated that she's opposed to efforts in the House to vote on the Broadcaster Freedom Act, a measure that would permanently prohibit the return of the Fairness Doctrine. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and urge members of the House to sign on to a discharge petition, a move move that would bring the Broadcaster Freedom Act to the House floor for an up or down vote. Representative Mike Pence of Indiana is spearheading that effort.
Help us send the Fairness Doctrine to the ash heap of broadcast history where it belongs.
Sign on today to ACLJ's discharge petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
I called McIntyre's office, and they, this guy laughed and said that they've been told to ignore our phone calls. And I was very insulted by it, and I told him, I said, you're up for election, and we elected you, and how dare you be so arrogant? And this guy just laughed.
Well, they're not laughing anymore, folks, because we're at 197 signatures. We need 218. We need to be over 200 by the time they go out of session, which could be as early as Friday or maybe Saturday. There's some Democrats, there's some Republicans that have said they want to support broadcast freedom, but we need to get them on the signature. But here's the good news. You look at the issues we've talked about in the last week, last 2 weeks, whether it's been Planned Parenthood's funding, whether it's the chaplains issue with prayer for the chaplains, whether it's the issue of the organization of the Islamic Conference, all of which would be controversial. Fan, you were mentioning before while we were on the break that we talk about these funding bills that sometimes sneak through, especially with Planned Parenthood. All of that would be off the table if this fairness doctrine gets through.
Oh, absolutely, Jay. Over the next 6 weeks, when members return from the August recess before they go back to elections, they're going to be passing massive funding bills, and we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. And as you know, last year we brought to our listeners several different efforts that was being made in Congress to fund these programs, money to Planned Parenthood, actually an effort to bring back the Fairness Doctrine in one of these funding bills, more money for population control and forced abortions. All these things try to get passed in these appropriation bills. As we move forward into this election season, we want to tell our listeners what are in these bills and what Congress is thinking about passing. Well, if the Fairness Doctrine is in place, we won't be able to do that because the FCC will deem that a controversial issue and will be forced not to talk about it. So this is something that is really very relevant, and it's something that we here at the ACLJ try to do is bring current information to our listeners, and it's something that the Fairness Doctrine would keep us from doing.
Folks, I think we've got a real opportunity here, but I need all of your help. We're probably over 170,000 signatures. We need to be at 200,000 in order to do the push here for the next push. You go to your phones right now, add your name to this petition to make sure we get a vote on broadcast freedom. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And our television this week, special broadcast with Congressman Pence on this issue, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Go to the website to get information. Jordan, we've got a lot of calls coming. Let's try to go through as many as we can.
Rock's calling from Washington on line one. Rock, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rock.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for everything you guys are trying to do. My question is, even though this goes through vote, even in the United Nations and the law we're trying to do right now, Are we ready and willing to stand up for the faith, even though we fail?
Well, I mean, if you're saying if the bill goes forward, if they get the Fairness Doctrine in, and they do an executive order or they do an action at the FCC, sure, we'll have to live with the consequences. But listen, Jesus, was very clear about this. We've got to be salt and light. That means we've got to engage the culture. And engaging the culture right now is engaging Congress. And we don't, let's not take a defeatist attitude on this. I think we can win this. I mean, we've seen issue after issue after issue this year where we've had success. But we've got to keep fighting and fighting aggressively in order to get that success.
Let's go right back to the phone. Ronnie's calling from Maryland on line two. Ronnie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hello, Jay. I know you got a fast-paced program, but I got two comments I'd like to get out, please. The first one, Christian Democrats and some Republicans, please search your souls, and if you're Christian first, this affects all of us as Christians. Do the right thing, and if we named it or let it known for anti-Christ, anti-Christian as far as this fairness doctrine, if they want to, say we're controversial, they're doing it like that. Let them know what they are and how they're acting. Let their hearts and spirits be convinced.
Well, we've been talking to the Democratic Party and to the Republican Party's members of the House on this and the members of the Senate. I mean, we're talking to both. The problem is, Drew, when this bill was up before broadcast freedom was first put up, there was a lot of support for this, bipartisan support. It's the discharge petition actually allowing the vote that has become the controversy here.
Well, here's the controversy, Jay. Last year's vote had over 300 votes, and 113 of those were Democrats. Now, here's the controversy. That was just a one-year ban. That runs out in a few weeks' time. What's going on now with Mike Pence's Broadcaster Freedom Act? And this is really where the push and shove is coming. He wants a permanent moratorium, an elimination of the Fairness Doctrine. And very outspokenly, Nancy Pelosi, the current Speaker of the House, has said, no way, I support the return of the Fairness Doctrine. And what she's doing behind the scenes right now, Jay, is she is really putting the clamps down on a lot of her members, as we're seeing from the Brad Ellsworths, the John Yarmouths, even Mike McIntyre. He's Shuler from North Carolina. Basically misleading their constituents, saying, oh, no, no, we already voted for the moratorium. They're referencing the one-year ban. Nancy Pelosi will not let them put their name on that discharge petition because she knows what's going to happen. There will be a permanent elimination of the Fairness Doctrine, and she doesn't want to see that happen.
Well, we sure want to see it happen, so we're going to need everybody's help on this. Again, you go to your phones right now, and the number's 1-877-989-2255. We got 1 week to do it here, folks. 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Add your name to this petition urging an up or down vote on the Broadcast Freedom Bill. Who's next, Jordan?
Eric's calling from North New York on line 3. Eric, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Eric. I depend on the radio and for my news and information, and I think they should be fair and balanced for all sides to be distributed on stations so that people can make rational choices in their lives.
But you know what? Listener-supported Christian radio shouldn't have to support a legal position by Planned Parenthood. And that, Jordan, that's what's getting lost in the mix here. This is compelled speech by the station having to give compelled both sides. Some of these are listener-supported Christian radio stations.
That's right. And in fact, a lot of the stations we're on that people listening to and calling from now are listener-supported. And let me just put it out straight for you. People like Dr. Dobson, take out Jay Sekulow Live, the fact that we talk about politics and the law, all things which are seen controversial, even to the regular person's eye. These are controversial topics, wedge issues. People like Dr. Dobson would be taken off the air, too, if this goes to its extreme. Because if he got a call from a family member asking to cancel counseling or help on how to deal with a situation where there was a gay family member or a child who has said they were gay, something like that, and Dr. Dobson has an opinion that someone on the left doesn't agree with, they can start demanding time to even have a different counseling-type program on here because those are all controversial issues. That's how much this affects everyone. Take off your political talk, that would definitely go off Christian radio, shows like ours and Janet Parshall's. And then also, you can also start ticking off teaching shows as well, because as you know, those pastors are hard-hitting on those radio broadcasts. They talk about serious issues, and serious issues would be deemed controversial under this legislation. But that Nancy Pelosi is going to drag her feet on this. They don't want to vote on it. They don't want to have to vote right now before the elections that they support a Fairness Doctrine. They want to put as many stalls on as they can, try to come back with 20 or 25 more seats in the House after these fall elections, and try to put this forward with some new people on the FCC, and in their mind, hopefully a new Democratic president who would support this kind of legislation.
Yeah, but there are Democrats and Republicans that are causing problems on this right now. Than, you had a point that you were making, that is the level of discussion with the Fairness Doctrine tends to cease.
Well, that's right, Jay. We don't actually have to guess about this. I mean, it was in place for 40 years, and in 1985, the FCC did a very comprehensive report on the impact of the Fairness Doctrine and the results that had taken place. They found that unequivocally, the discussion of controversial issues ceased with the Fairness Doctrine. So this idea that you want both sides presented, just go back to the 1985 report, and you will find that when the Fairness Doctrine is in place, it's not fairness. It's just a ceasing of discussion that takes place.
Let's try to grab one more call, Jordan, before we call it a day.
Dee Dee is calling from California on line 6. Dee Dee, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dee Dee. Very quickly, please.
Yeah. I talked to somebody at church about this, and he said that he did research online, and FCC told him that this was a hoax.
No. This is no hoax. This is an attempted piece of legislation. They're talking about the Madeleine Murray O'Hara matter. That is a hoax. This is an actual legislation they're going to introduce. It may not even have to be legislation. It can be literally the stroke of a pen at the FCC. And believe me, Mike Pence, a very well-respected member of Congress who's sponsoring Broadcast Freedom, would not be sponsoring a legislation that's got 197 signatures for a vote. If, in fact, it wasn't serious. So I'm glad we took that call, because there is this Madeleine Murray O'Hara thing that's been floating out for decades. This is not that. We're talking about literally a broadcast freedom situation where this balance requirement would be put in place, which would end Christian talk radio as we know it. Folks, we're out of time, but I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Congressman Mike Pence will be our guest tomorrow. A big issue here. I'm making sure the airways can stay free. 1-877-989-2255. 1-888-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Updated information there. You call right now, 1-877-989-2255.